I'm so used to seeing civilization or just heavy populated commercial areas all the time. I'm used to mega structures and large complexes, people, vehicles, things like that.
Non-stop hustle and bustle.
Yeah. And you come into Rockford and you see the attempt. But it's just so washed. Everything looks just dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Everything looks dirty and worn out.
Yeah,
and
it
you get in there and a part of you says, this is home.
Who does?
In your mind. You come back and you're like, this is home. And I thought I would remember more about it.
Really? And you don't?
I've honestly forgotten a lot about where stuff
is.
Well, I mean, stuff's changed.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you end up forgetting a lot of, because I have to know so much about Dallas and the Metroplex, that takes up a lot of that. Well, I live in a real place, yeah.
Whatever. So where was Nick off to?
He said he was going to work.
Where's he work? Anyway, so what's it like being here at home?
I couldn't live here. It's smaller than I remember it.
The house is smaller.
Because I know lately a lot, I feel like I've grown physically a little bit. Because like I said, I've had to go out and buy like all new jeans.
You mean you gotten taller?
I know my waist has gotten bigger. A lot of my pants don't fit around the, getting a little broad in the bean too, so you get the waist don't fit right at it.
Hmm.
I mean, look.
I noticed the pants.
It's 34.
She almost need, what, a 36, 36?
That's what I have started buying. That's what I've been buying.
Oh, yes. You can't buy those pants just anywhere. Can't go to Walmart and get them.
You can.
Really?
Yeah, but I think sometimes Walmart... I mean, quality ain't too much what I'm worried about, but... Sometimes their sizes don't match up either.
Wow.
Because I know I'm heavier.
Gru, what's it like to be home?
She's freaking out.
Her eyes are watering. You can see the water on her.
Her allergy ain't the only one being bothered.
I think I have stuff somewhere. Haven't you and Nan go to Walgreens?
No, I need to go to Walgreens. You buy me allergy meds.
Yeah, you know she'll do it.
Well, let's go.
Have you eaten? Let's go to eat.
Have you eaten? Have you eaten? Yes. Well, I'm hungry.
You miss that, don't you? Our house is ghetto, ain't it?
What a wonderful Xbox controller.
Why, whose
is this for? The Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
This hasn't seen any kind of use.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I think that was the extra one. I don't know. That's for the Netflix. And for the video player thing.
So I knew after I got the car, I was like, my parents are going to have a cow.
The first thing your dad was saying, yeah, I remember him saying something about it, but I didn't pay attention at the time, and I was a little pissed. And then that was it.
Well, man thought it was a brand new car.
And I think he was, that's what pissed.
I wouldn't buy a brand new car. I can't.
Can't afford it.
There's no way of having an older car either. You have to pay that cash.
Down there?
They're not going to finance something under a certain mileage a year.
Hmm.
Unless you have like an 850 credit score. And even then.
Hmm.
I went dealership after dealership after dealership. Just trying to like get a grip on what I could or couldn't afford.
All we want is for you to be able to pay off your student loan.
How many years of that left? I ain't no paying that off within the next 5 years there right now.
And pay off all your loans, as many as you can.
I'll always have loans.
Well, you don't want to.
Especially you're going to get a house. And then, see, that's always been the ambivalence of my parents. You need to save up so you can buy a house. Now, if I did that, they'd be like, well, why did you buy a house? Why aren't you saving up for a house? That doesn't make any sense.
I'm at the point where do what you're going to do.
Well, they literally have got the laws in Texas to where they make it, you have to buy the car. Period.
Hmm.
It's easier on the state that way for people to have new cars. That's why you drive around. Nobody's got old shit.
I noticed that. The whole state, I'm like, where are all the old cars?
They're from people who have them from other states. Or they've had them a long enough time where they've maintained them that way. The problem in Texas is because of the lack of rust and corrosion on cars, older cars cost more money than they do here. So that's why I go into dealerships and I'm like, in Illinois, you can walk out of a place for $1,000, get a car.
Mm-hmm.
Piece of crap, last you a month or two. But that, they're like, yeah, you can't do that here. I mean, you literally see cars with 200, 300,000 miles and they're $5,000 or $6,000.
Jesus.
If I'm going to spend buck, I'm going to spend buck on something that's going to last a long ass time. Yeah, and I also am not buying something that's got that high. I'm tired of having high mileage stuff. Because it doesn't last.
So if something happens to that car, then you can take it back and get it fixed?
Yeah, it's got a 36-month warranty. It's got a $100 deductible on it, though.
Mm.
For repairs like that. It's also got gap insurance.
What?
Gap insurance.
What's a gap insurance?
It means if I owe money on the car that is more than the insurance company totals it out, and the insurance company only pays what they view the car as being worth, and if you owe more than that, the gap insurance pays the rest of you, leave not owing anything.
Hmm.
And then it's got tire and rim warranty for 60 months.
I can almost see, yeah, that's worth it because you drive it farther.
It's 70 miles a day. And the anchor, every time I got in and drove it, I was like, this might not make it to work and this might not make it home.
Mm.
I mean, that was after a while. At first, it wasn't bad.